You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired.
Hello again from Miami Beach, which is a fitting place to be because the most interesting thing in tech today involves Uber. And Miami is where Dara Khosrowshahi, the current CEO, has a home, and also where Travis Kalanick set up a home, perhaps for tax purposes. The state of Florida has no income tax, and where he lives for 6 months and a day every year. In any case, the most interesting thing is the new suite of safety features that Uber has rolled out. Uber has put out a lot of safety features over the last little while, but there's a whole bunch more that they've announced just now. So, more specifically, they've made it much easier to report an incident from inside the app while you're in the car. So if something goes haywire in your drive, you start to get scared about the driver, or there's an accident, or something else goes wrong, you can report what's happening very easily. You can also text to 911, which is a good feature, at least where it's available, in the regions where it's available, because if you're scared, you may not want to talk because then the driver can hear you, but texting is easier. They've also put in a couple of things that make it so that you can verify that you're in the car you're supposed to get into, including one using high-frequency sound. So you know there are those whistles that dogs can hear, but we can't hear? When you're inside the Uber app, you can let out high-frequency sounds and pair with the driver's phone so that you get into the right car. There's no mistake where you get into somebody else's car, which can lead to incidents and problems. So why is Uber doing all this? Well, first of all, it's good. It's good for customers. It's good for drivers who need to be kept safe, too. It's just a good idea. But also, it's a particularly good idea for a company like Uber, which broke down so many of the barriers and so many of the norms that had existed in the transportation industry. Right? Anybody can become an Uber driver pretty quickly. They do a background check, but there's not a lot. So they've made it much easier for people who have shady pasts or aren't up for the job or who might harm somebody to become drivers. So by breaking down all the barriers, they created a lot of problems, and so now they need to build some safety features. Also, it is, of course, Uber's mission, current leadership of Dara's Uber, to make us forget Travis's Uber, which was run like a pirate ship that didn't worry about rules and regulations, that just said, go forward as fast as you can, let's disrupt this industry, let's disrupt everything, and that is a good in and of itself. And that built a huge company, but it also led to tons and tons of problems. So Uber has been desperately trying to get away from that history. Adding new safety features is both a good idea and also good branding. All right, see you later tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.